And welcome back to The Undefeated, which is coming for you on a Friday instead of a normal Monday or Tuesday due to me being sick. And I'm here with Dylan, John, and Frankie, who's returning. How are y'all doing today?
Let's go.
Very solid.
I'm all right.
Good morning.
So we finally entered October, and October is really one of the more fun seasons in sports. You have MLB postseason, the NBA starting soon, midseason of the NFL, and college football season. As we're going to start right away with the MLB, which started the playoffs on a Tuesday night with the Red Sox beating the Yankees 6-1, I think it was? 6-2. They move on to face the Rays, so they actually did lose two last night, 5-0. Guys, did you think that the Yankees were going to put up more of a fight?
I thought Giancarlo Stanton was going to daddy the Red Sox, but once I saw Garrett Cole was pitching on the mound, I was like, nah, he needs a spider tech to get through that game. And so I just knew it wasn't going to start well for Garrett Cole.
Nah, Giancarlo couldn't hit it over the green monster. That was the death of him.
400-foot singles? Are you crazy?
That's ridiculous. But no, Garrett Cole, he's never been a great postseason performer. And I think, you know, a lot of people kind of knew how he was going to pitch. You know, his ERA in the postseason is pretty close to 4. And so, you know, I wasn't expecting big things out of him.
I mean, to be fair, he did play with the Pirates, and so therefore he didn't really have much postseason experience. But the problem is that they're paying him $320 million, and you can't even pitch in a wild card game.
How long is his contract?
I don't know.
He's slurping.
Interesting enough, we were born on the same day, but I don't know how long his contract.
You're as old as Garrett Cole?
No. He has like 13 years on me, but
you're 13?
Yeah, I actually am 13.
And Garrett Cole does have postseason experience when he was with the Astros.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah,
but still,
I was literally just thinking.
Yeah,
about
I was.
That.
Yeah.
But when was he on the Astros? Was he there when they won 27
yeah.
in 2017?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't. Yeah, was he really? Well, who cares? No, he wasn't. Okay. He was literally with the Pirates in 2017.
Yeah, then when did he go to
Bozo,
Houston?
2018.
All right, they won a World Series then.
No, they didn't.
Never mind. That was some.
That was the Red Sox, Bozo. Hello, Bozo.
Hello, Bozo.
Oh, my God.
It's 9. I actually don't. I literally have no idea. 2. I mean, he's only. I think it's 9. 9 years. Wow. $320 million.
He's there for way longer than he should be now.
That 1, 2, 3, 4.
I mean, in
5,
ret-
6,
and
7,
like in retrospect,
yeah,
that
it was
might
a 9-year contract.
Worst.
9-year contract, $320-something million.
In retrospect, like looking back from now, that might have been the worst contract ever, considering how dependent he is on spider tack. That's right. I'm shooting straight.
That's 70% of the pitchers in MLB.
Yeah, but
ain't
you
that
look,
the truth?
You look at guys like Charlie Morton, right? Max Fried.
Very underrated.
Why are you only bringing up? No one cares about
Ian
them.
Anderson.
No,
all right.
No one cares about the Braves.
You
pitchers.
Hear these guys throw shutout innings. Charlie Morton is like up in age, and he's throwing shutout games. All
oh,
right.
Good for him.
And where's the spider tech? I don't see the spider tech.
You never know. Maybe he just uses it secretly.
Blake Snell, spider tech
just,
guy.
I was just about to bring
exactly.
up Blake Snell.
See, Blake Snell, spider tech guy. The 1 year they get it banned.
Boom.
He was close to throwing a no-hitter, and then they pulled him in the seventh. But that was only one game. But, like, every outing he's been on has been really bad. Not great, and you can believe he won a Cy Young. That's crazy.
Okay, right, why are we talking about this?
Next topic, Anthony.
Yeah, right, as we move on to the other wild card game, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-1 after Chris Taylor walked it off in the ninth inning.
Yes, sir.
And what was a pretty entertaining game?
No, it was not.
Yeah,
entertaining.
It was not entertaining.
It was very entertaining.
It was fun to watch. I was on suicide watch
that is true.
After the seventh inning. So luckily, I am still here. If they would have lost, we would be probably hosting a memoir right now. Not a
wanted them to win very very bad.
What, the Cardinals or the Dodgers?
Dodgers.
Oh, okay, but yeah, no, that was very stressing. I couldn't watch it on TV because of some unfortunate circumstances. So I was watching it on a completely legal website and was like,
you should have just been on Twitch, man.
Like 10 minutes behind.
You have the link for the guy on Twitch.
But I thought he only did the Braves games.
No, he does. He's a Yankees fan.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you just...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, now I understand that. But I was like 10 minutes
behind. Not that we're pirating or encouraging.
No, 100%. We're not pirating. This is not illegal at all. And if you are watching baseball games or football games or whatever games on a pirated website, then just...
There are consequences.
Wow, you can't believe you. You're a horrible
person.
There
are consequences.
I would never do something like that, and to believe you're stooping so low. But anyway, that's not the point. I think that they played horrible. They had so many missed chances to win that game. I mean, Trey Turner swung at a ball outside, like 3 feet outside of the strike zone, and broke his bat with the bases loaded like a moron. I mean, that was at least one run that he would have walked, and then who knows what they would have done after that.
Yeah.
And then, what's it called? Scherzer didn't pitch great at all, honestly. He pitched horrible.
Four innings, was it?
Four and a third or something, four and two-thirds. And then Joe Kelly came in, relieved him.
That was a bullpen game.
They made it more of a bullpen game than I would have liked it to be. I mean, they had a new pitcher every single inning, and then Daddy Jansen came in and just shut it down.
Oh yeah,
in the ninth. Oh my god, that was beautiful. And then I honestly thought it was gonna have this storybook or story, whatever.
Storybook ending
with Pujols hitting a walk off, and then he just kind of swung at a 3-0 and just a little blooper at the center. And why is Steven Souza Jr. even on the team? That dude plays double-A baseball 90% of the season, and then all of a sudden he's on their playoff roster. How does that make sense?
They need September call-ups, and he's probably a pretty high-ranking prospect. So
I mean, yeah, okay. He's been in the league for like 40 years. 40 years.
Can we talk about how clutch Chris Taylor is, though?
Yeah, no,
absolute
100%.
Clutch beast. He's been second half of the season. I'm pretty sure he hit like 111. And... Or his last, not second half of the season, but his last, like...
Last, like, month.
Yeah, in the last, like, couple months, he's hit, like, 111 and has done awful. And I swear, every time he gets put in situations like this, you know, against the Astros, that game, what was it, game three? I think it was game three, where that game, it was just an offensive game. And he ended up tying it up in the ninth, and then that's when Bregman hit the walk-off. But, like, He's always done great in situations like that.
Why are you looking at me like that, Dylan?
I was staring.
Staring at me. Here's my take.
Were you reminiscing?
See, I think
I'm not even that mad about it. I mean, they cheated, so it's whatever.
Yeah, but you can have a World
Series. Oh, I'm wearing an Astros jersey, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I need to
you're a fraud,
let the record show. I'm wearing a Astros two-way jersey.
For no reason, literally none at all. He has so many other
jerseys. No reason.
No one cares about him.
The Dodgers played really well against Cardinals, I would say.
No.
The Cardinals put up a really good fight. Wainwright pitched six innings. Five and a handful. I was really surprised he even went past four, considering how horrible this weekend was for pitchers all around.
Yeah. But I mean... I hate to cut you off, John.
No, yeah.
No, I actually love to cut you off. But well, I think I disagree saying that the Dodgers played well. I think they played horribly. And if they keep playing like that with making that many mistakes, then the Giants are just going to have a field series, just sweep, immense.
Are you crying?
No, not yet.
That was a fun game to watch. I really enjoyed it. Cody Bellinger stole two bases off of Yachty. Yeah. That was the biggest surprise ever. No, really the bigger surprise was Cody Bellinger getting on base. But.
Yeah, he actually got on base a lot.
Actually got on base. That was, like, huge. We'll see if he can keep doing that in the postseason, but I don't think he will. So.
Probably not. You're right.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see.
I'm surprised he's even in the starting lineup.
Yeah, the only reason he's on the starting lineup is Max Muncy being gone. Other than that, you know.
No, that's why they have Beatty. They have Beatty covering for Muncy. They have Bellinger in the starting lineup because of his defense. Like,
yeah.
Because he's like one of the best center fielders in the league.
Yeah, no, they definitely have Bellinger in the lineup because of his defense for sure.
He has one of the best. He has the best arm on the team.
He can't even hit a beach ball, bro, right now. Like, he's...
Yeah.
It's bad for him.
But the defense is A1.
Oh, yeah.
And now moving on to the divisional series, which started off yesterday with the Astros beating the White Sox 6-1 in Game 1, and the Rays beating the Red Sox 5-0. You guys think that it'll be Astros-Rays in the...
No.
Really? Astros-Rays? I still think
the White Sox can come back.
I don't think they can come
back. Actually?
Yeah. I think they have a better chance than the Red Sox.
I have Rays for that series, but I think the Astros will pull it off against
the
White Sox.
I hope that the White Sox can win because I hate the Astros. That's just the only reason.
Well, yeah.
I mean, realistically, if you want to go off, like, if we were betting, then I would say the Astros Rays.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then I would say the Brewers in the NLCS because the Braves are going to get swept. The Braves are going to get swept.
I say the Giants.
Braves are going to get swept.
No, they're not, Dylan. They're going to win today.
No, they're not. They're going to get swept.
Okay.
Three games.
We're talking about Astros-White Sox, right? We'll get there when we get there, okay? I was at a swim meet, so I didn't get to watch a lot of that game. I did watch on my computer, but every time it would get, you know, close to a very exciting moment in the game, I'd have to go swim. Mm. So, you know, that sucks. I did bring my Altuve jersey to the swim meet. I got lots of people looking at me very strangely, asking me why I brought a baseball jersey to a swim meet.
Because you're a freak, John.
I'm the captain. No, you're a freak. I'm El Capitan.
El Capitan.
El Capitan. I'm surprised Lance Lynn pitched so horribly. That's my biggest surprise. He's a Cy Young candidate, and yet he gave up 6 runs. Or, well, no, he didn't give up all 6. But he gave up most of the runs. I think he pitched only 3 innings.
Yeah, he did not pitch very well.
Yeah, that was a surprise. Just shame that happened. I really like Lance Lynn, but I prefer the Astros over the White Sox. So that's rough. Really do be rough like that.
You talking about Rosarena stealing home?
Yeah, I do want to talk about that.
That's crazy. Anthony, we can move.
What?
We can move on.
Do you want to...
Okay.
You want to move us on to the... Or do you want me to move us on?
I mean, we can talk about Rosarena stealing
home. Yeah, we're going to talk about
now to Boston and Tampa.
Again, Tampa. 5-0.
Yeah, we know that Tampa won 5-0. I think everyone knows that.
Speaking of Boston shutout games, Tampa went 5-0 against Boston. Absolute shutout. Crazy game. Am I right, guys? Dylan, what's your take on this one?
I think no one really expected this to not happen. I think that Tampa needs a new field. I think Tropicana should be burned to the ground. That stadium sucks. I hate it very much. I'm so tired of it. Seeing balls in the rafters. But I mean, yeah. I mean, there was really nothing you could do about that if you're a Red Sox fan. Just whatever. Just sit there and accept it.
Frankie, what do you think of the game, Tampa Red Sox?
Honestly, I hate the Red Sox. Always hated the Red Sox. I don't know. I think Tampa's going to pull it out.
They're for sure. I think they're going to sweep Boston. Randy Rosarena is stealing home. Nelson Cruz hitting a home run off the rafters.
Was it really a home run, John?
Yes, it was a home run.
Was it really a home run, John?
What's
Did it
called,
leave the ballpark?
What's called and what it is are two different things, all right? Man. It probably would have
That
left.
Was a towering fly ball that hit the catwalk.
What happened
was it
happened.
Really
Whatever,
a home run?
The rules for that stadium were pre-established before this game.
I understand that. I do. All I right. get it.
It is what it
I
is.
I have no complaints of him that being counted as a home run, but I think it's stupid. I don't know why they just refused to get a different stadium.
Well,
to where you don't have to worry about that.
Something that was happening over the season that they were going to do during playoffs was announce or put a sign in Tropicana announcing their move to Montreal, to their sister city, which is something they have planned for next season. For those of you
Tampa Bay's field is so bad.
Yeah.
So they're going to be the Montreal Rays?
So for those of you that don't know, Destroyer broke out a little bit before the playoffs. It's not breaking news. I said we were going to talk about it, and then I moved classes. And so what happened was ownership had planned to put a small sign, not huge, but it was going to be under where the orange juice is for whoever it is that makes orange juice.
Minute Maid? Yeah. Tropicana?
Oh, yeah.
Tropicana?
Under the Tropicana orange. They were going to put a little sign that said, come visit us in Montreal next season. And so the plan was, and that sign was going to go up during the playoffs. So the plan was to have the Rays play half a season in Tampa and then another half in Montreal and have a sister city system where they'd played half a season in that city and the other in this one.
I think that's dumb.
I do too. But that brings baseball to Montreal. And
do we really need baseball in Montreal?
No, but we know they had their fans there. We know they're
huge. Well, yeah, because the Expos, they used to have baseball. So they're longing for it, but they could just move to Toronto and watch the Rays.
Why would they move to Toronto?
The Blue Jays?
No, because that's like on the West Coast versus the East Coast. But that was their plan for the playoffs, and then it got a lot of unpositive opinions from everyone, and so they didn't put up a sign, but they still plan on doing the sister cities. If they do make it to the playoffs next year, which they probably will, they'll be playing in Montreal and not Tampa next year.
That's horrifying.
I know.
I can't imagine. Can you imagine you're like, wow, just moved to Tampa, finally get to watch the Rays play. You're going to make the playoffs and then just, yeah, we're actually playing in Montreal.
In Montreal for the first 3 months.
Yeah, that's tough.
But back to the game. I was really hyped about this game. This game was really good. Pitching was phenomenal on the Rays part to throw a shutout. You know, that home run Nelson Cruz, Randy steals a home. Randy hit a home run. Wander Franco bringing in Randy every time. That honestly, that combo of Wander Franco and Randy is something else. I love them in the batting lineup.
Wander Franco will soon be the best player in that
league. I agree. I think he probably will be. But that game was good. I really like that game.
Do the Brewers Braves play tonight?
Yes, October 8th, which is today, Friday.
It should be both games.
The games are...
Oh, is it all four?
Yeah, all four of them today. Game two of the ALDS and game one of the NLDS.
At what time?
2:07, White Sox and Astros. Pitching for the White Sox, Lucas Giolito, and for Houston, Framber Valdez.
Okay.
4:37 p.m. Eastern time, the NLDS game one, Braves versus Brewers. Charlie Morton versus Corbin Burns.
Well, Corbin Burns is going to get his first win in the playoffs.
No, he won't. ALDS Game 2, Red Sox versus Tampa. Pitching that game for Boston's Chris Sale. And pitching for Tampa, Shane Boz.
What time is that?
7:02 Eastern time.
So 6 here, okay.
Yeah, game 1 for the NLDS.
Oh, are these all in Eastern time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then the next one, the first game is actually in like an hour.
Yeah. Game 1 for the NLDS. 9:37 p.m. Eastern time.
Please tell me it's Bueller.
Dodgers versus Giants. Pitching for the Dodgers is Bueller, and for the Giants is Webb.
I don't know who that is. Is he good?
He had a sub-3 ERA this season.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he's okay.
I am hoping that
Mr. Keller alum.
Mr. Daddy
San Francisco's
of the
father returns at some point, but I do not. Let's see.
I do not think he will.
Looking it up right now. Max Muncy may have received best case scenario news with elbow. Interesting.
Who's your source?
DodgersNation.com.
There you go.
All right, Anthony.
Here.
All right, I'm going to quickly ask you guys this. What will be the World Series matchup?
I think we're a long way away. I couldn't.
Yeah, I want to know what John thinks.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you because these games are really, I think, the deciding, like, the game with the most. Okay. Games that are for sure can't be decided yet. Dodgers and Giants. That series is going to be close. Red Sox versus Rays, I think the Rays have that series.
That's the only two series that I think you can't pick a winner genuinely from.
Rays and Red Sox?
Red Sox?
Yeah, because, I mean, the Red Sox out of the ALDS, those are the, like, the Red Sox have the most chance of beating the Rays because they were like 10-7 with them on the season.
Yeah, but they haven't been able to replicate that, although it only has been a
one game.
But they've also beat Tampa at Tampa 10, you know, probably 5 times out of those 10. So they better start clutching up if they really want to beat Tampa. I think another game that has been decided already is Astros-White Sox. I think the Astros take the White Sox in that one.
So do I.
I don't know about Braves-Brewers. I know we keep talking about how we think the Brewers are going to win, but now that I'm...
What do you mean we think that the Brewers are going to win? I think I know that the Brewers are going to win, John. Well, you are just clinging to the hope because you're a Braves fan.
No, look.
There's a difference between opinions and facts. Your opinion is that the Braves have a chance to win, but the facts are that the Brewers are just going to take it to them.
Okay. Game one is Charlie Morton versus Corbin Burns. Charlie Morton this season had a 2.8 ERA.
And Corbin Burns is in the Cy Young race.
All right. So your point is?
He's a better pitcher.
I think Charlie Morton.
And the Brewers have a better team.
I think Charlie Morton takes
the Braves are overrated.
Game two for NLDS.
They don't have the best infield in the MLB.
Max Fried versus Brandon Woodruff.
That'll be a good game. That might be the only game that the Braves can win. Is a game that Fried starts. But then again, Woodruff's a good pitcher too.
Woodruff is a good pitcher, but I don't know if he can keep that mix and match Brave
Brewers
offense.
Three.
Shut up. I don't wanna hear from you, Dylan. Giants in three. Alright, watch it happen too.
I mean yeah, there's a chance. On paper the Dodgers are actually favored to win this game. The first game, the line was like -115 Dodgers. I was like, what? That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, that's why I'm a little confused. But
I don't get it at all. I was looking at that. I was like, there's no way in hell they're favored in San Francisco.
Here, I want to do something real quick. Stat lines for these games. What do y'all think stat lines could be? How many hits they're going to get for teams, runs, and possibly errors in how many innings. So, when do you think the offense is going to kick off for Astros White Sox, Frankie? Oh, I'm sorry.
Probably around like the third inning. Astros will score first.
How do you think that game's going to end? Give us a stat line. How many hits, runs, errors, possibly?
I'll go 8 hits, Astros.
8 hits? Any idea on runs?
Around.
I'm gonna go 7 runs.
7 runs?
Yep.
Combined or for the Astros?
No. Actually, I'll go 6 runs.
6 runs for the Astros or combined?
No, like for the Astros. No,
for the Astros?
6 runs on 8 hits?
I don't know. Lucas,
6 runs on 8 hits is not
impossible. That's not even high.
That's
like normal.
But I think Lucas Giolito is a better pitcher than that. Dylan, what do you give us?
I think the Astros offense is going to start off in the first inning, not score,
but
they'll get at least a hit, maybe a walk.
Uh huh.
Then he'll work his way out of it. Second inning, they'll put up a run.
Mm-hmm.
Third inning, nothing. Fourth, fifth, sixth.
Nothing.
The fourth inning is just where it all goes downhill for the White Sox.
Okay.
100%. It's going to be like...
Lucas Giolito is going to break down in the fourth, is what you're saying.
Most likely.
Okay.
Maybe the fifth.
Okay.
And I think it'll be like... I think the White Sox offense will be able to put up more runs, play a little bit better than last night. So it'll be a little bit more competitive. Probably, I'd say... I'm going to say...
Give me hits. Estimate on hits for the White
Sox.
Yeah.
White Sox, I'm going to say 7.
7 hits?
And then the Astros will have 10.
Astros will have 10. Okay, all right.
I'm going to say 8-7.
8-7?
Astros winning.
Okay. Oh, that's a close game for you.
Yeah?
8-7,
Astros winning. Maybe 8-6.
How many strikeouts do you think Lucas Giolito is going to get? He threw a no-hitter last year.
I'll say 9.
Nine strikeouts?
9 or 10.
9 or 10 Ks. What about you, Frankie? How many strikeouts do you think Lucas Giolito is going to get? He did throw a no-hitter, and he's a really good pitcher.
I'll go 11 Ks.
11 Ks? Wow. On Lucas Giolito? I don't know. I'm sticking close to Dylan on this one. I'm thinking maybe 6-7 at the most.
I'm going to change it. I'm going to say 8-10.
8-10? Yeah, that's Ryan Fooling too. Framber Valdez pitching for this game, starting this game. He pitched out of the bullpen last season in the playoffs. He's a well-touted prospect, and he got called up this season, and he's been pitching very good. I'm going to give him...
I'll say 7.
7? Yeah, I'm thinking 7 Ks too. You want to try and give this prospect a K number? No.
6.
Excuse me.
6? I think the Astros are going to take this game in 6 innings, I think, is when it'll be clear that the Astros are going to win.
Interesting.
I'm thinking it'll be close in the beginning, but then Lucas Giolito is going to break down in the 4th, and he'll start giving up hits. And then in the 6th inning, I'm seeing a offensive explosion from Houston, where they'll just absolutely take the lead. I'm thinking a total of 10 hits, I want to say. 10.
Okay.
10 or 8, around there.
10 or 8, okay.
10 or 8, and they will have 6 to 8, in between 6 or 8 runs. I do feel like Altuve is going to get an error today, so I'm feeling an error on the list.
I feel an error on the Astros outfield.
On the Astros outfield?
Yes, and on the White Sox first baseman.
On the White Sox first baseman.
Either or.
Jose Abreu error? I guess I could feel that too. I think a star for this game is going to be Jordan Alvarez. Left fielder, man, throws up crazy DH numbers, though. Absolute monster. I think he'll hit 2 home runs, hopefully. But White Sox, I think Tim Anderson is going to really push this offense today. I think he has a lot of hype energy on that. But I think, in the end, the Astros are probably going to win that game. Braves Brewers, I know this one's...
I'm going to say the Brewers get, 10 runs on, 15 hits, no strikeouts for the Braves. Maybe 7 or 8 strikeouts for the Braves. The Braves are going to get, maybe 3, tops 3 runs, 3 runs on, 5 hits, and the Brewers are going to have, 12 strikeouts.
Frankie, can I get your take on this?
I agree with Dylan.
Okay, there's something wrong with all of you in this room, all right?
My first guess is it's going to be 10-3, and it's just going to be a blowout from, the third inning on.
Here's what I'm feeling. Corbin Burns, rotations, RPM, his spins on his breaking balls went down after the enforcement of the sticky substances stuff. So I don't think his breaking stuff is going to break as much, all right? So here's where I'm going with this. I think Corbin Burns is going to pull a Garrett Cole.
Oh, my.
I think Corbin Burns is going to pull a Garrett Cole. Shut up, John.
Oh, you should.
Shut up, John.
Here's what I've got for this one. I think
The Braves are going to put up 15 runs in the first inning.
I think it's going to be a close game. Pitching will be pretty good, and they'll really – lead this game until the first hit is hit in around the 4th inning. We'll get a hit, but not a run for the Braves. The Brewers may get something, may get like a double of Charlie Morton, and then 2 outs with a runner on third, and then he'll get out of it. And then in the 6th inning is when, 6th inning onward, offensive explosion from both teams. I think Jock Peterson hitting a home run to right field with his pearl necklace that he has. I'm seeing.
Okay, we cannot predict these things. There's no way we can just predict this.
Hold on. Watch it happen, Frankie. Watch it happen, too. I'm seeing Charlie Morton, 8 Ks, Corbin Burns. No, change that. Charlie Morton, 10 Ks, Corbin Burns, 10 Ks. I think they're going to be neck and neck in terms of strikeouts. Hits, Braves, 6-5 K hits. The Brewers, I think they may have 7-8 hits, but I think it'll be 5-6 runs, 5 Braves, Brewers 6, or maybe 6 Braves, 5 Brewers. But I think it's going to be a close game on that one. Game two will probably be clearer. How are we feeling about Rays and Red Sox today?
I think the Red Sox.
Red Sox?
Might actually take this game.
You think they're going to take this game?
I think it'll be close. I think it'll be probably about a 4-3 Red Sox win.
4-3. Okay. 4-3. Okay.
The Rays won't get as hot. Red Sox will start to get hot today.
Uh-huh.
They're going to get that win. Tie up the series.
Okay.
It's going to be very close. Possibly a go-ahead. Go ahead, double down the line.
Oh!
In the seventh inning.
A go-ahead double down the line in the seventh.
You can't predict these things.
Go ahead, double down the line in the seventh inning.
Down the line in the seventh.
Why are we making baseball predictions?
Two runs okay. in the top of the seventh.
Okay.
To make it 4-3.
Who's
going to
hit that? Is it Xander Bogaerts? Verdugo?
Kike Hernandez.
Kike. Ooh, Kike Hernandez, you're feeling Kike. I see
in
that.
Top of the seventh
I can see that. A double. I don't know if he has that speed, but I think I see that a little bit. I don't know if he'll get that off Kevin Kiermaier, but I do see that a little bit. Frankie, what do you think?
So dumb, I'm done with these baseball predictions. You just cannot predict baseball. It's just something. It's one of the sports that you can't predict. You can predict football.
Yeah, we can. All right, but obviously
you can feel. You can feel baseball though. You can.
I'm feeling Rays dub. That's
Rays dub. Okay. Who do you think is going to be the player of the game for this one for the Rays?
I'm gonna go.
You think we're gonna get some flashy
I'm gonna go
plays?
Big Randy.
Do you think we're gonna see Randy make some base running magic?
No.
Today, Dylan? No, you're not feeling
maybe
a steal
once,
from home?
Maybe a stolen base.
It is Chris Sale. He's a left-handed pitcher. He's got a weird
I don't think he'll
release
be able to do it
point.
Again. I don't know if he'll ever make it to third base.
Okay, that's a hot take right there. Is that a serious one or is that
I'm
a
serious? Like,
you're
I'm
serious.
Saying, I'm saying
you
he might not like he
third.
Genuinely might not get to third base.
Okay.
He might get a stolen base to second, but I mean like I just don't think that the Rays are going to
What
be
about
to, like,
Wander? How you feeling Wander Franco today?
He might hit a bomb.
You might hit a bomb?
He might
hey,
go yard.
Frankie, you second that?
Two run bomb
from Wander Franco. Frankie, how do you think
that? I think that'll be the
okay.
first points of the game.
That, no. Let's the call
first,
that right
the
now.
The first score
let's,
of the game, it'll be 2-0 off of a Wander Franco two run home run
right
to dead
now.
Center.
Frankie, you can be color and I'll be play by play for that. All right. How many out?
We're moving on.
You thinking two outs
Anthony,
on this
go.
One?
I'm thinking one out.
One out?
One out. Hey, okay,
who's
okay.
on base? Who's
one
on
out.
Base?
Okay, listen.
Is Randy on base?
Wait, what? Do you know what position he bats like in the lineup?
I think he's fourth.
Okay. It'll be one out.
Or third. He may be fourth.
Bottom
or third.
Of the fourth.
Okay.
Runner on second.
Runner on second. Who's that? Is that Randy on second? Because I feel like that'd be Randy after
yes,
he stole
sure.
the base.
Sure, yeah. Randy okay. after he steals a base. Two-run bomb on a...
We're moving on.
2-1 count to dead center.
Okay. Are you ready?
Anthony,
okay.
We're moving on.
Oh, give me crowd sound. Give me crowd sound. Right
on.
Now, Frankie, crowd sound.
I'm done talking about postseason baseball.
And up to plate.
Postseason baseball.
Wander Franco, 2-1 count. Chris Sale in the windup. Randy Rosarain in second. Release. Going deep down center, it's flying, it is back, it is gone! Wander Franco with a 2-run bomb in Tropicana Field!
Who's calling this game? It could be Santa Maria!
Santa Maria! No, it's gonna be Dígale que no esa pelota! No! Wander Franco! Con un pelotazo al jardín central para empatar este juego. 2-0, Tampa Bay Ray. And that's how I'm feeling that inning's going to go, all right? Last game pick for this one. Stick with us, Frankie, for this last
oh
one.
Oh, my God.
Dodgers versus Giants.
Giants?
You think Giants?
Yes.
Wow, that was a quick take. No, what's the score prediction there?
5-3.
Okay.
Who's going to be the player of that game for the Giants? Chris
Brandon
Bryant?
Crawford.
Brandon
Chris Bryant.
All right. One of those two. What about you, Dylan?
I see this game going either one of two ways. So either it's going to be like 5-2 Giants.
Okay.
With Brandon Belt
shining.
Or
I thought he's out.
Oh, I actually have no idea. Well, if he is, then okay.
Crawford.
But then if he's out, then
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Well, whatever. So it's either gonna be like 5-2 Giants.
Okay.
Or it's gonna be like 2-1 Dodgers.
2-1 Dodgers.
And the way I see that going, it's 1-1 all game.
Okay.
And probably from like the fifth inning on.
Uh-huh.
Top of the ninth. Go ahead, poke single into right field.
Frankie's
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts. I see that.
Pokes a single.
I don't even know Mookie Betts is going to be hitting in the top of the ninth.
Pokes a single into right field, and they score. Bellinger on third.
What happened? Does Bellinger trip on a banana? Does he trip on a banana peel or something?
It's going to be a one hopper to the plate. Like,
it's going to hit a rock, and it's going to go all the way back to the backstop. We're going to predict those things, too.
Well, now that you bring that up, I feel like Buster Posey's going to get a pass ball at, like, the worst possible time.
That'll be how they score their run. That'll be what sets it up. It's going to be a pass ball on top of the night.
Frankie is so...
Dude, you cannot predict baseball.
Frankie is giving us a face of disappointment here.
No way.
I think Chris Sale's going to get 10 Ks in that game. Shane Boz.
Chris Sale?
We didn't talk about how many pitchers.
I was like, dude, forget.
I think Chris Sale's going to get 10 Ks, 9 Ks around there. Shane Boz is going to get maybe 8 to 7 Ks.
Respectable.
Yeah. Walker Buehler, I'm feeling 10.
I'm feeling 12.
I'm not feeling 12.
I'm feeling 12
I'm not
Ks.
Feeling 12. Are you feeling 12, Frankie, from Walker Buehler?
I am feeling 12.
7.
7 Ks?
12 big ones.
I'll put 8.
Just throwing random numbers out there.
All right. I'll put 8 Ks in there. Webb, I don't know. I'm giving him like 6 Ks.
Feeling him 1 K.
I'm feeling 6 Ks. I'm not feeling
I'll
many.
Give him 5.
If it were Kevin Gausman, I'd feel more, but it's Webb.
Excuse me.
I'm feeling 6 Ks. But you want to give a K count on that one?
5.
5 Ks.
John, you want to hear the roster for the Dodgers right now?
Yeah, give me that.
It's loading. Hold on. Keep going. Okay. Whatever you're saying.
If it's not on Fox, the Rays Red Sox game, it's not going to be Diga Lecanosa Pelota. It'll probably be, let me think, because TBS is commentating the other one, and TBS isn't, because I know Fox has pretty good Caribbean commentators, but TBS doesn't do, or at least they don't have Caribbean announcers, and since it's a Dodgers game, that's more, they have a lot of Mexican fans in terms of their Hispanic fan base. So I'm thinking for the Red Sox Giants game, I'm thinking it'll be Fernando Valenzuela. I don't know why he'll be there. I'm not sure if he's announcing it, if he's there to commentate the game in Spanish. But I think it'll be him, and he'll be like, who do you say is going to hit a home run for the Dodgers in this game?
Nobody.
Okay, so Brandon Belt will hit a home run, and because that's what I'm feeling, y'all. I'm feeling Brandon Belt. All right.
You just said we don't even know if he's playing.
All right. Okay.
You just said you don't even know if he's playing. How the hell is he gonna hit a home run?
Anthony, move on.
Brandon Crawford.
Please.
All right.
Gonna come back
he's
from his injury.
Pull
he's
it to
move
right field.
On.
Brandon Crawford's gonna pull it to right field, and it's gonna
Pull it to right field. Yes. What's the wind looking like?
We already talked about this. We said
I'd say probably about like 7 miles per hour. Yep. Pushing right across the field. Left field.
Yeah,
let's
check the Weather Channel. Hold up.
By the way, Max Muncy is
okay. Move on, Anthony.
I didn't get the roster actually. It's not like a lineup. It's just a 26-man roster.
Embatado para jardín derecho, Brandon Crawford. Atrás, atrás. Y ese pelota en el agua. Un jonrón para Brandon Crawford.
You think Brandon
para el primer run de este juego.
You think he's going to get a splash hit off of Buehler?
How did you understand that? Oh, agua.
You think he's going to get a splash hit off of Buehler?
All right, Anthony.
All right, Anthony.
Sorry, as y'all were doing that, I was writing next week's show. So moving on, as we are running out of time, we're going to quickly recap what happened in football over the past week. Starting in college football, and the number one team, Alabama, really beat Ole Miss 42-21, which was a dominating game from Alabama. The number two team, Georgia, shut down number eight team in the game of the week. Arkansas won it 37-0.
That was embarrassing. Woo pig, baby.
The number three team in the country, Oregon, was upset by Stanford as they lost C.J. Verdell for the season. They lost 31-24 in overtime. The number 10 team was upset. It was Florida. They lost 20-13 by Kentucky. A lot of upsets this past week. And the number 7, Cincinnati, beat number 9, Notre Dame, 24-13, ending, I think it was a 26-game winning streak from Notre Dame at home. Now moving into some of the football headlines. Again, running out of time here. As Joe Burrow led the Bengals back after they're down 14-0 to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're 3-1, while the Jaguars are just falling apart at 0-4. It's more than just football.
Are they really falling apart, or are they just were they just never there to begin with?
Are they just are they just Broncos?
Or is Trevor Lawrence just a bust?
Are they just Broncos?
Or is Trevor Lawrence just a
bust? What?
He's not a bust. The team just sucks nuts.
It's more than just football. As the Cowboys ended the Panthers' undefeated streak, Trayvon Diggs got two interceptions, actually won NFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Player of the Year.
The Cardinals upset the Rams 37-20. Cooper Kupp only held to 64 yards receiving. Jimmy Garoppolo left early in the Seattle-San Francisco game. Trey Lance will now be the starter. We'll see how that goes. I think Trey Lance is going to be a star in the NFL.
So do I.
The Packers beat the stagnant Steelers, who looked awful again. 27-17 is Randall Cobb. They had a throwback game. They're now 3-1, while the Steelers are 1-3. And then in Tom Brady's return, the Buccaneers beat New England 19-17 after Mac Jones really impressed everyone. Nick Folk missed a game-winning field goal to win the game. The Chargers ended the Raiders' undefeated season. We lost a lot of undefeated teams this past week.
Only one left.
Yeah, only one left, and they play the 49ers this
week.
And
it's me. I'm the undefeated team.
Some other huge headlines in the NFL. The Patriots, yesterday I think it was, traded Stephon Gilmore to the Carolina Panthers for a six-round pick. The Cowboys shockingly released Jalen Smith the other day, with the Packers picking him up in a move that should help out some of their defense somewhat. If Caleb were here, he would hate this one. The Bills shut out the Texans last week, winning it 40-0.
How about them Texans?
Texans, huh?
How about them Texans?
How about them Texans?
Meanwhile, Dylan's team, the Vikings, lost 14-7 in a very
no surprise.
Game. Very no ugly surprise. Game there.
Very boring, very no stupid.
No surprise.
Shut your mouth, John.
No.
That's why the Braves are going to get swept. Exactly. Keep going, Anthony.
The Chiefs bounced back after two straight losses and beat Philadelphia 42-30 as their defense still continues to be the struggle. Rookies Justin Field and Zach Wilson got their first win as they beat the Lions and Titans, respectively. Zach Wilson looked really good against Tennessee.
That's what happens.
Embarrassing for Tennessee. That's really so embarrassing if you're Tennessee.
It is. Yeah.
How do you lose the Jets? That's so...
J-E-T-S, Jets.
The Colts got their first win of the season, beating the Dolphins 27-17, and Carson Wentz really had a good game. The Giants also got their first win of the season, upsetting the Saints 27-21.
I was so mad about overtime. That. I am very frustrated about that, actually.
The Saints really blew that
game. I'm now eliminated in a football pick'em tournament with my family because I picked the Saints to beat the Giants in New Orleans. How? It's beyond me. I don't get it.
The Baltimore Ravens ended the Denver Broncos' undefeated season, won it 23-7. Teddy Bridgewater left early with a concussion. And then last night on Thursday Night Football, the Rams beat the Seahawks 26-17, but all eyes were going to be on Russell Wilson after he left with what was a nasty injury to his hand. So we move on to game picks. Again, it's a very long show. Quick fire game picks.
Oh, do you want to talk about last week's game picks?
I think I got maybe two wrong.
Who?
It was only you and me.
I got the Vikings wrong. I got the Rams one wrong. Did the Seahawks beat the 49ers?
Yes.
I got that one wrong. That's it. Got everything else right.
I got the Panthers one wrong. I got the Rams one wrong. And I got the 49ers one wrong. So I went overall 6-3.
I guess that would be it for me too.
So as we move on to quickfire game picks, the London game this week, the Jets and the Falcons. Dylan?
London game? As what? In they play in London?
No, John. They're just saying it's the London game and they're playing in Atlanta. I'm going to say the Jets.
That's sad they're playing
Frankie?
In Atlanta.
I'll go Jets.
John?
I'll go Jets.
Yeah, I got the Jets winning that one as well. The Eagles and the Panthers, Frankie.
Panthers.
John?
Panthers.
Dylan?
Panthers.
I got the Panthers. Very close game. John, the Broncos and the Steelers.
Ew, that's gonna be a horrible game. That game is gonna suck.
That is gonna suck, bro.
That game is gonna be horrible.
That's gonna be bad, bro.
Y'all sleeping on Drew Lock.
You say me, Andrew.
I'm thinking the Steelers,
Frankie.
Dylan,
or what? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna say the Steelers,
Frankie.
How, bro?
I hate the Broncos.
I do too.
How? The Broncos choking down.
It's because they're bad, really. The Broncos are just bad.
They're better than the Steelers.
Yeah, but
they're 100 times better than the Steelers.
I just don't see them.
Awful, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's gonna be great game for the Steelers. Steelers are going to absolutely destroy the Broncos. Drew Lock is a bust. Drew Lock is horrible. The Broncos are bad. The Broncos have played horrible teams. They're 3-1. The Broncos are horrible. The Steelers are better.
The Steelers are awful.
The Steelers are 10 times better than the Broncos right now.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really?
Despite Anthony, and Anthony's not saying a word.
Well, fans at home. Wow, just look at that.
Taking the Steelers.
Audio.
Broncos.
Over there.
Our audio spiked.
I have the Broncos winning a close game. The Packers and the Packers and the Bengals. Dylan?
Bengals.
Oh. Frankie?
Packers.
John?
Packers.
Packers in a very close game, but I can also see the Bengals winning. Saints and Washington, Frankie.
I am going to go Washington.
Dylan?
Washington.
John?
Washington.
And Washington as well. Bears and the Raiders. Dylan?
Raiders.
John?
Raiders.
Frankie?
Raiders.
Yeah, I think it'll be closer than people think, but I got the Raiders.
I disagree with that, actually.
I don't think it's going to be closer than people think.
I think it's going to be just about as exactly big as a blowout and as people expect.
Yeah. Exactly what people think, actually.
We'll see. One of the games of the week, but it's not because Sunday Night Football. We got the Browns and the Chargers. Dylan?
Chargers.
Oh, my. Frankie?
Browns.
John?
Where are they playing?
What?
They're in Los Angeles.
They're in LA.
What?
I think the Chargers.
Can we get a reason behind you picking the Browns?
A reason because yes. I'm not okay. I'm a little biased, but
are you just like Baker Mayfield?
Yes, and he hasn't done very very well this season.
Right,
but he hasn't done terrible, and he hasn't done bad.
That's
been
true, yeah.
Very very mediocre. And I think he gets the job done. And I think if you just give the ball to Nick Chubb all game.
So you think that the mediocre quarterback is going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now?
Justin Herbert hasn't been perfect either.
Well, yeah, obviously nobody's been perfect. But Justin Herbert's a lot better than Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, but.
And so is that Chargers whole team.
The Chargers whole team? You think the Chargers are better than the Browns?
Yeah.
As a whole?
Yeah. Except for Myles Garrett. I mean, disagree. He's just better than everyone else.
But. I disagree. I think the Browns have a better offense and a better defense. And as a whole, they're the better team. And I think Justin Herbert and I think Baker Mayfield is a consistent quarterback. And Justin Herbert is not.
I'm not saying Justin Herbert is bad. He's been very consistent this year, and Baker Mayfield's been very consistent.
Not really. He has like one game with the last year. He had like multiple games. I know it's kind of early in the season, but multiple games with 3+ TDs. His first two games of the season.
I mean, but they've already played some really tough teams to open the season. You do have to think about that too. I mean, you had the Chiefs. You have the Cowboys, which have one of the best defenses in the league right now.
Chiefs haven't been very good this season.
Obviously, the Chiefs haven't been good, but they're the Chiefs. I mean, you can't expect that to be a great game. And then the Raiders, who have been extremely good recently, and whoever the hell else they played. I don't know who else they played.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... Browns are up there.
Who, the Raiders?
Yeah, no, the Chargers.
They played
the Chiefs, the
Washington
Cowboys.
First week.
Oh, okay.
Cowboys, Raiders last night, or last Monday, and then the Chiefs.
I just didn't know who they played first.
All right. I got the Chargers in a close one. Rematch of the game where Dak Prescott unfortunately tore his ankle last year. Okay. The Cowboys and the Giants.
Hey, yeah.
Same time, same stadium,
Cowboys.
Same opponent, same week.
Cowboys.
John?
You all know what this is
really
building up to.
Is this really lining up to be another broken ankle?
Stop. I've been saying it forever. All right, y'all know. History is I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Maybe
again.
Maybe not Prescott. Maybe it's someone else on the team.
I think the Cowboys win this game.
I think the Cowboys absolutely take it to them.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys win it too. Another very interesting game, the 49ers and the Cardinals, Trey Lance's first start against the undefeated team.
The Cardinals. I'm going 49ers. Bold prediction.
Bold, that is bold.
Very bold, very
Trey
bold.
Lance is going to like ball out. Too. Trey Lance is going to ball out.
I got the Cardinals, no question, but.
John?
I sort of feel in a bold, you know, I think I'm going to go 49ers too. I'm going 49ers. Just because I'm feeling bold.
I like the Cardinals in this game, but I think Trey Lance is going to have a very, very good game.
I think it'll be a good game.
Now moving on to arguably what is the game of the week, Sunday Night Football, the Bills and the Chiefs. Dylan.
I'm going to say the Bills.
Ooh. John?
By like.
Oh, are you going to predict football now?
I'm going to say the
you
Bills.
You can predict football.
I'm going to say the Bills by 13.
You can predict football.
Ooh, by two scores?
Yeah. Bills by 13.
I'm giving it to Kansas.
Kansas. I'm going Chiefs.
Just remember that this game is at is an Arrowhead. So NFL
there you go.
Time.
See,
Chiefs. 100%.
Cage is gonna be there. He's gonna.
He probably is.
Yeah, he is. He already bought tickets. He bought tickets to the game. Yeah.
Cage, we love you, Cage.
Yeah, I can see this one going either way. I think it'll come down to the wire, but I have the Chiefs winning it.
I think it'll be either Chiefs close or Bills by 13.
No question. No other predictions there.
Very interesting. And then the Monday Night Football game, Colts and the Ravens, Frankie.
Colts.
Ooh. John?
Ravens.
Dylan?
Ravens.
I hate the Ravens.
Ravens by a lot.
I hate the Ravens.
Ravens by 3 scores.
Really?
Maybe. Perhaps.
No way. I'm going for prediction Colts.
I don't know. I don't think the Colts can win that game.
I got the Ravens.
Close
game. Thank you for listening.
Wait. Before we end this, I'm sorry. I'm looking at this, right? Turns out MLB TV is broadcasting the Astros White Sox game, and they have the guy that says, Dígale que no esa pelota. So I'm going to change my, I'm going to switch that Rays Red Sox Wander Franco home run call to an Altuve Oppo home run over the.
Well, I'm not changing that call, by the way.
Oh, well, yeah, no.
Keep that in mind.
Alrighty,
bottom of the fourth. Yeah. 2-1 count with one out.
I agree.
Arozarena on
I'm
second
saying
base.
The commentator isn't even on that game. He's on the White Sox game. So he'll say, Dígale que no. It'll be like this. Altuve, it'll be a solo bomb to left over that green thing in Houston.
The green thing?
Well, it's not a green monster, but it's, you know.
What are you talking about?
Left field has a green wall.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They have the home run porch, the home run seats. They have the train.
Here's how it's going to go. All right, they have a wall. All right.
Frankie's leaving.
It'll be Jose Altuve. A batear en el tercer entrada. Un lanzo de hielito. Batazo, jardín izquierda. Y se va. No. Dígale que no esa pelota. José Altuve con un jonrón, un singular jonrón en el tercer entrada para tomar este juego. 1-0 contra los White Sox. And that's it. That's my call for that one.
Okay. Interesting.
You're welcome. Hola.
All
right, bye, guys. Oh, wait. You already stopped it?
No, it's still going.
Okay.
As we say goodbye now.
Goodbye.
We'll be back next week on normal podcast schedule, barring any sicknesses. Thanks for listening to this extended version of Undefeated.